With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In the wake of the brutal stabbing of a young Ukrainian refugee on a light rail train in Charlotte, North Carolina, many Americans are asking themselves why God lets bad things happen to good people. We put that question to Pastor Rob Pacienza, CEO of Coral Ridge Ministries in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
I think we rightfully weep with those who weep and we mourn with those who mourn. Even Jesus himself, who was the perfect Son of God, even he wept in the face of death. And so we comfort people with truth, the truth of the gospel, but we comfort people also with our tears, letting them know that our hearts are broken at the reality of such grievous sin and heinous acts like we saw in North Carolina.
The accused murderer in Charlotte has prompted nationwide outrage because at the time he was back on the streets after previously being arrested 14 times. The Supreme Court has agreed to quickly hear a pair of legal challenges to President Trump's use of emergency powers to impose tariffs on countries around the world. Here's Bernie Bennett.
At issue in the cases are the tens of billions of dollars of tariffs that President Trump has collected since February under a nearly 50-year-old law known as the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. The Congressional Budget Office has forecast that the president's tariffs could reduce the budget deficit by $4 trillion over the next decade if left in place, while economists warn that tariffs could hurt U.S. economic growth and drive up inflation, making it one of the biggest economic issues the Supreme Court has ever faced. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
World leaders keeping an eye on Paris. French President Macron has appointed Defense Minister Sébastien Lecornu as France's new prime minister. He will be that country's fourth PM in less than 1 year. This is SRN News. Do you sin?
A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University finds that about half of Americans say no, they do not commit sins. 16% don't even believe that sin exists. Amongst Christians, the survey indicates 1 in 4 do not believe they are sinners. CRC Director Dr. George Barna says churches must shoulder some of the blame for this, pointing to a Pew Research poll that found only 3% of all sermons even mention sin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Countering the LGBT agenda, a key issue at a recent conference in Washington, some speakers argued for an effort to overturn the Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. Author Kay Foss said the decision weakens the traditional family, adding, "The moment the state has the power to assign parenthood to strangers, it can also unassign it from you." This is SRN News. A National Football League player who was ejected for spitting on an opponent has avoided suspension, but he's facing a mighty hefty fine.
I've made a promise to them boys, it won't happen again.
Jalen Carter of the Philadelphia Eagles has been fined $57,222 after spitting on Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. The incident took place in the opening moments of last Thursday's NFL season opener in Philadelphia. Carter was ejected from the game.
I don't got nothing to say about it, you know. I'm just trying to make sure the team's straight.
The defending Super Bowl champion Eagles went on to win the game 24-20 after unveiling their second championship banner in a pregame ceremony. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
President Trump Tuesday evening had dinner at a seafood restaurant near the White House, part of his effort to promote deploying the National Guard and federalizing the police force inside the nation's capital. More details at srnnews.com.